Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Oh, Barney, it's cold out there, huh?
Oh, easy! Jeez, you're nearly ungroined me there.
Archie and Barney carry a spindly Christmas tree through the front door.
All right, stand it up over here for now, huh?
They place the short, wispy tree by the closet.
That's an ugly little tree, Arch. Well, maybe you could put the bad side to the wall.
Well, that's a thought. Which is the bad side?
Well?
Barney spins it around.
I think you got a choice. Because there ain't no good side.
Well, that's the last time I pick up a tree that fell off a truck.
Running in from the kitchen, Edith's smile fades and her jaw drops.
And I don't look like that. Edith, never frown at a gift from nature.
I was hoping that we could have a little bigger tree.
Oh, hoping. You're always hoping. I told you 30 years ago to give up hoping. Ain't you got no feelings for me? Look at these two hands here, covered with needles and saps. You want a beer?
Yeah, Arch.
Well, it should be fatter for Joey, with more branches.
You need branches for the kid ain't gonna climb it.
Archie heads to the kitchen, and Edith inspects a broken branch.
It looks dead because it is dead, Edith. All Christmas trees is dead.
He tosses Barney a beer.
Well, it was once a living tree there, beautiful tree. It's a tree that may in summers wear, huh?
A nest of robins in her hair.
Palms are made by fools like me. What only God can make a tree.
Yes, so show a little respect for the damn thing.
Archie, with Gloria and Mike and Joey all gonna be here for Christmas, we ought to have a better looking tree.
Look,
I think Edith's right.
Well, I think you ought to shut up.
I think I ought to go home.
No, why?
Barney leans down to Archie's chair.
Blanche is there all alone. Well, she ain't exactly alone. The carpenter's there.
Yeah, but you told me the carpenter's working in the living room.
Yeah, but he's got bedroom eyes.
Oh.
I'll see you Christmas.
Yeah, okay, Barney. Yeah. Drop in whatever you want.
And we don't want you to bring no presents or nothing.
Thanks, Edith.
Leave him alone, will you, Edith? Hey, Barney, you do what you want.
I'd rather do what Edith wants. Bye, Edith.
You know, Barney's a common sort of a guy. You know that? Walking around with a beer can in his hand.
Yes. Edith sits with Archie, landing on his arm.
Tomorrow they're all gonna be here. Oh, we're gonna hear all about the happenings in California.
I don't want to hear nothing about California. That's the land of disasters they went to out there. But earthquakes, fires, floods, movies.
Come on out in the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, I want to show you a surprise I'm making for little Joey.
Well, if Joey's anything like his father, the surprise better be a hero sandwich.
She pulls into the kitchen.
Steph and me is making animal cookies.
Well, put a lot of sugar in them.
I'm making animals and people from Joey's favorite nursery rhymes. Mm. See, there's the cow and the moon that the cow jumped over. You're eating a cow.
By the mirror, I'm going to eat the moon he jumped over.
And there's the cats and the fiddles. And I'm making Jack and Jill, you know, that went up the hill. And I'm making them all out of gingerbread so they look like they got beautiful California suntans. Ain't that cute?
No, you know, I really don't think you ought to be making cookies like this nowadays.
Why not?
Well, it makes you feel like you're eating colored people.
Edith rolls her gingerbread dough and Archie opens the fridge.
Oh, geez, look at the size of this turkey you bought here.
Yeah.
My God, it's as big as a police dog.
We got a great big hungry crowd coming.
Oh, yeah, I know. The meathead.
Archie. Christmas is here again.
And may the Lord get us through us.
And that means peace and goodwill.
Hold on. Why do you always think you gotta tell me that, huh? Listen, I got a lot of peace and goodwill in my heart. It's just laying there waiting for other people to bring it out of me. I'd like to hit that phone with an axe.
Maybe it's somebody you like.
Edith runs to the living room.
Everybody I like stays the hell away from me.
Hello? Gloria! Archie! Gloria's calling from California!
What? The kids are calling from California?
Call Steffi so she can talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
kiddo, come on down here so you can talk to somebody on the phone.
Good. How's the weather? Oh, good.
Yeah, let me
you
talk,
sound
Edith.
Just like you're in the next room.
Let me talk.
She sounds just like she's in the next room.
Oh, people always say that same dumb thing.
Really?
I want to talk. Would you give me the phone? Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Your father wants to speak to you. Here he is.
Hi, little girl. This is your father. How are you?
Edith tries to listen in.
Edith, give me your mother, she's all over me. Here. Huh? Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Hey, you know, you sound just like you're in the next room now. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you. How's Joey? He's standing by the phone. Put him on. I put him on. He's standing right by the phone there. They're going to put him on. Give me a break.
He squirms away, but she stays close.
Hello? Hello, Joe?
Hi, Joey.
Don't do that. Hello, Joe. Can you guess who you're talking here? Huh? Well, wait a minute. I'll give you a hint.
Edith wipes her face.
Did you get it? He thinks it was his grandpa here. And he Bronx cheered me right back again. He's a real bunker there. Hey, listen, Joe.
Come here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, hang on. I want you to talk to a little step cousin of yours twice removed or something. Yeah. But I gotta be nice to her. She's only a girl, you know? Hang on there. All right, here, Rosemary, here. Go ahead and say something there, but be quick because it's long distance.
What'll I say?
Well, say hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Say your name.
I'm Stephanie.
Say how old you are.
I'm 9 years old.
Yeah, say what class you're in.
I'm in 4A.
Say, I love you, Joey.
I love you, Joey.
Yeah, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
She hangs up the phone, and Edith and Archie scramble to pick it up.
Sit there.
Oh, I'm so glad you're still there. No, Steffi thought we was through. Oh, stop. Give me air.
Archie crowds her.
Well, what time will you be?
Check the time, because we're 3 hours earlier here in New York for some reason.
Did you hear that? Good.
Yeah, come on.
Come
on, let me talk, will you? Are we starting with the ahas? We're going to be an hour here. You're finished with the other ahas. Let me talk to my daughter.
Her smile disappears.
What happened?
What happened?
Oh, no.
Another mudslide?
That's a terrible thing to happen just at this time.
They didn't lose their condominium, did they?
You mean he ain't, well...
She knits her brow as she listens.
Oh, yeah, I understand. We love you. Yeah, I'll tell him. I'm sorry, too. Sure, that's all right. Go right ahead. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Edith gently hangs up. Archie looks over anxiously.
What's the matter?
They ain't coming. Mike's back went out again.
From an earthquake?
No. She couldn't talk long. Her and Joey was going out the door.
So what's gonna be?
I guess this little family ain't gonna be together for Christmas.
Fighting back tears, Edith looks to Archie. He slowly sinks back into his chair. In bed.
This whole thing is the fault of the meathead.
Oh, no, he couldn't help it if his back went out.
His back. It wasn't his back, it was something else. Jeez.
What?
Hollywood. That's right. I think that he has went Hollywood.
But they live in Santa Barbara.
Same thing. Santa Barbara's only a hoity-toity suburb of Hollywood.
Edith wrinkles her nose.
Not to mention the nude swimming, huh? Ain't it, huh? And the nude swimming? Yes. So, stands to reason. A guy out there having all that fun, he'd want to come back to New York. Spend Christmas with an ordinary businessman like me. And a plain, wore-out housewife like you. You hear me?
She turns to Archie, but remains lost in thought.
You ain't talking, Edith. That ain't like you.
I'm thinking that since they didn't come here, we should go out there.
Well, let me tell you something. I already thought about it. And you know what I think? I think that we should quit thinking about it.
Oh, no. Come on, Archie. I got it all figured out.
I know. Don't you think I heard you before calling up Kennedy Airport and scratching down all that information? No, don't tell me about it.
We could have gone on the Super Saver.
She tells me anyway.
If we book 30 days in advance and stayed away for 7 days, it's too late for that now. So, on Monday through Thursday, The fare is the lowest. It's $270, $225 for a child. That's round trip.
Archie falls asleep.
All major credit cards accepted. Be at airport 1 hour before... Archie, are you asleep?
I heard everyone.
What did I say?
Archie, are you asleep?
Listen, you better stay awake because I got something important to tell you. There's a noon flight on Saturday, December 23rd, leaving Kennedy Airport, New York to Los Angeles, and I got us reservations. We're booked.
Archie bolts up, and Edith gleefully bounces on the bed.
Stop that! Now, don't be ridiculous, Edith. We ain't going nowhere.
Later.
If we're going somewhere, let's get moving.
Archie follows Stephanie down the stairs, hauling two heavy suitcases.
What the hell did she pack in here? We're only going on a little trip. You think it was the Jews fleeing from Egypt?
I don't want to go.
Well, neither do I, but you're going the same as me.
Here I am. I shut all the windows in case it rains or snows or hails. I left all the shades up so burglars will think we're home.
Yeah, but you never phoned Gloria, huh?
Oh, I tried her all morning, but they don't answer. I hope there ain't nothing wrong out there.
Yeah, well, if there ain't nothing wrong now, there will be when we three barge in on them unannounced.
Oh, I'll try her again.
No, Edith, there's no time for that. Look, there's Barney now. Get your coat out. Come on, let's go, huh?
Oh, I forgot to take it.
What the hell are you going to do, Edith? Kiss it goodbye?
In the kitchen.
Hurry up. All right, at least you. Go on, get out in the car.
No.
Oh, well, now, if you're going to give me trouble, and your Aunt Edith can't get moving here, I'm just going to sit down in this chair and burst into tears.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh, I forgot to check the gears.
All right, I'm going to just sit in this chair.
You really going to cry?
No. Now, will you please get into the car?
I better go to the bathroom again.
You done that?
I want to make sure.
Edith drags the wrapped turkey across the floor.
Yes, it's okay.
Hey, Arch, come on. Will you hurry up? What do you say? What are you doing sitting in a chair?
I'm having a stroke here.
Well, have it on the way to the airport like everybody else.
Barney grabs the suitcases.
Oh, what do you got in these lid?
Cookies.
He carries them outside.
Oh, where's Steffi?
She's upstairs making sure.
Making what?
Oh, good. Here she is. Now, you're both here. Let's get going.
I don't want to go.
You what?
I don't want to go.
Why do kids always pull a stunt at the last minute?
Steffi, sure you want to go. You're going to meet little Joey, and you're going to have fun at Disneyland.
I don't want to have fun at Disneyland.
Get into that car!
No! Steffi!
She dashes behind the dining table. Edith holds Archie back from strangling her.
Edith, I'll only use one hand.
Let me talk to her. Steffi, don't you want to go with me?
No.
All right, I'll handle this now.
No, please.
Don't take it easy. I swear I ain't going to belt her. Remember Gloria when she was 9 and we was trying to take the trip up to East Durham and the Catskills?
Oh, no, please don't do that.
You don't want to miss that plane. You don't want to miss the plane. Now, go on, get going. I'll handle it. Go on.
Collecting the turkey, Edith heads to the door.
Don't be too long, Archie.
He pulls on his coat.
You don't want to go with us, huh?
No.
You want to stay here by yourself for the next week or so, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, all right, you don't have to run. I ain't going to grab you or nothing. Anyway, you want to stay here, that's okay. Hey, there's plenty of food out there in the icebox. And you learned a little about cooking from your aunt Edith there. You could take care of the house, a big girl like you. Starts to get cold, there's the gauge over there. You shove it up a little bit there.
Only thing is, you gotta stay in the house all the time. You can't go nowhere, and you can't let nobody in the front door or in the back door neither. And the most important thing of all, you know that little door to the attic up there?
Yeah.
That door must be kept locked by day and by night.
Why?
Oh. What you don't know won't hurt you.
He casts his gaze at the ceiling, as does Stephanie. Archie grins maniacally.
So that's it. You stay here, all alone. We'll see you in 10 days or so. Have a nice time, all by yourself. Merry Christmas. And, don't be scared.
On the porch, he gives Edith 2 thumbs up.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Stephanie flees the house.
He's locking the door, Barney. Oh, here I come. Hey, Barney, the door is on my lock.
To be continued. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Alan Melvin, Barney. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1978 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.